Lily, a 10-month-old Labrador puppy, scurries around a group of students sitting on a tutorial room floor at the University of Aberdeen. Emma, one of the students here, puts a treat in the dog's mouth.
Candy.
She's convinced petting animals helps control stress during busy exam periods.
Well, we've done this as a way to try and help students battle stress during the exam time. I mean, it's always a stressful time for students. Pet therapy has been shown before in studies to lower your stress levels and just make you a little bit happier. And I think for students especially, it gives them an opportunity to get out of the library and do something different.
Using cute animals to calm stressed-out students isn't only done in Aberdeen. At the university in Bath, students can hug Shetland ponies. In Nottingham, a donkey, two baby goats, ducks and chickens. The verdict in Aberdeen's student magazine, micro pigs are more exciting than puppies because students say they can put little paper hats on them. The opportunity to have contact with animals at university is becoming more and more popular, and the animals more and more exotic. Gordon Trevitt from the university's Centre for Sport, Exercise and Health prefers dogs.
Stroking pets like this, and particularly puppies and dogs, increases the serotonin and dopamine levels of the blood and also reduces the heart rate. And right now, most of our students started exams today and they're all freaking out because of the worries and stresses of taking an exam and getting through the exams. So we thought it would be a good idea to put this day on to reduce those stress levels so that they get through their exams a lot easier.
The students playfully push each other around as they wait for their turn with the animals.
It's gone viral. When we put the thing online, we had over 2,000 people wanting to come today, and we can only take 500 during the day. All the dogs will get stressed out.
Student Melissa has already finished her exams. She's been looking forward to her reward, seeing the animals, for days.
It was something to enjoy this weekend when we were sort of cramming for this morning's exam. I was thinking, well, at least if it goes badly, I can see some puppies afterwards.
Yeah,
so it's something to look forward to as well.
Jessie Wingard for DW.